Blog Talk Radio.
There's a train coming, don't need no baggage, you just get on board. All you need is faith to hear the diesels humming. You don't need no ticket, you just thank the Lord, yeah. The train to Jordan, picking up passengers from coast to coast. Faith is the key, open up the doors and board them. There's room for all among those love the most, yeah. So people get ready, there's a train. Just get on board. All you need is faith to hear the diesels humming. You don't need no ticket, you just get on board. Come on, play with it. Daryl Dixon on the saxophone. I believe there are many ways to worship. Amen. We worship with our words. We worship with our instruments. We can worship with our entire bodies. My only prayer is that it's pleasing to the Lord. That's our only prayer. Only prayer that pleases you, though.
Now, there ain't no room for the hopeless sinner who hurt all mankind just to save his own. Have pity on those, Lord, whose chances grow thinner. There ain't no hiding place from the kingdom throne, yeah. So people get ready, there's a train. Just get on board. All you need is faith to hear the diesels humming, yeah. You don't need no ticket, you just thank the Lord.
Leroy, take your time, dude. Take your time. Thank you.
See what I'm talking about, worship? And right here is my good friend David Watson, plays the flute as well as the saxophone. In fact, he considers himself more of a flute player even still than a sax player. At least that's what your old man said. This is your turn, man. Sing on to the Lord a new song.
Because if it had not been for you, we would not be here. We opened our eyes this morning, God, because you gave us the strength to open our eyes. We were able to rise because you gave us strength in our limbs and the facilities of our body. We were able to get here, God, because you blessed us and brought us the way of safety and did not allow harm to come to us, Lord. We're grateful to again come into your presence because we know where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. And as we come before you today, have your way, Lord. Let flesh be crucified that you might be glorified, that your people might be edified in the name of Jesus. For God in you is life. And that's what we seek, God, life, eternal life, God. And we pray, oh God, today that you will touch every person that have come seeking you, Lord. Bind the hand of the devil, God. Rebuke the hand of the enemy, Lord. God, let your anointing that resonates in this place even now. God, let there be an outpouring on your people. We need you, God, to take us to another level in you, Lord. God, we're faced with demonic forces, God. Evil spirits have come up against us, Lord, and we need to be fortified with your power. God, we can't make it on our own strength, God. We don't have enough to stand on, Lord. But we know, God, that your joy is our strength. Fill us up on today in the name of Jesus. Somebody have come this morning burdened down, God, with the issues of life, God. Somebody, God, is in the battle of their life. Somebody's, God, fighting in their mind and in their spirit, Lord, where the devil have come in to war against them, Lord. But we thank you, God, because we know greater are you that's within us than he that is within this world, God. We know, God, that you are a deliverer, Lord, that you're the same yesterday, today, and forever. And you're no short of your promise, Lord, and you're able to deliver us, Lord. Touch us on today, Lord. We need you like never before. Fill us up with the Holy Ghost, God, and give us a refilling, Lord, that when we leave here today, way, Lord. We can leave with your anointing, Lord, that as we meet men and women, boys and girls, they might be converted to know who you are, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. We thank you because you are a healer. You're the God that healeth thee, and healing is in your wings, and you're able to touch our feeble bodies. You're able to save our troubled souls, and in the name of Jesus, bind every demon, Lord, every demonic force, Lord, God, that comes to keep us in the same place, Lord. We're willing, God, to surrender and say yes to your will, Lord. We're willing to turn our lives, God, over into your hands, Lord, because we come to the place, God, where we realize like never before, we need you, Jesus. More than anything we know, we need you, Jesus. While men are trying to find, God, solutions to this chaotic world, God, we're looking to you, Lord, because we know for every right desire, there is an answer, and Jesus, you're that answer. There's no need for us, God, to turn hither or thither, Lord. We need but to look for you, Lord, because you're the answer, God, for our troubled lives, Lord. Touch on the day, God. Break every yoke, oh God. Save on the day, God. Deliver on the day, God. Jesus, we need you, Lord. We need you, Jesus. We need you, Jesus. We're crying out to you, Lord. We know that you're able to save our souls. We know that you're able, God, to heal our bodies, Jesus. We know that you're able, God, to turn our situations around. Jesus, no other help we know. No other help we know. No other help we know, God. You're able, Jesus, to deliver our children. You're able, Jesus, to save the unsaved husband. You're able, Jesus, to heal the cancer patient. Nothing too hard for you, Jesus. No other God we know. We know that you're able, Jesus. We know that you're able, Jesus. We say yes to your will, God. Yes to your way, Lord. Have your way, Jesus. And we'll thank you for it. And we'll give your name the praise. And we'll bless you, Lord. Yes, we thank you, Lord. And we bless your holy name. Come on, open your mouth and give the Lord some praise.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. New World Sun this morning. And people, get ready. There's a train coming. You don't need no ticket. Just get on board. Hallelujah. Oh, what a wonderful thing. You don't need no money. Oh, we just can praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And then this morning, prayer, Pastor Mark Hinton. And I love that prayer right there. And I thank God for it. Because I don't know when he prayed it, but it's yet effective right now. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. And today we're going to be talking about why Cornelius sent down to Joppa. And he had a vision, and the angels of the Lord come and told him to send down to Joppa for Peter. And how many know sometimes you have to send for the man, the woman of God for your situation? Sometimes you have to have them to come and pray in your house. Yeah, pray spirits out of there. Cast them out. So many times we send for the men and women of God to come and so that they can be a blessing to us because of the situation. Sometimes there are things we want spiritually, and we don't really know how to do it ourselves. And God know you don't know. So he'll have you to send for the true man, the woman of God to come. But we got to make sure that it's God that's telling us to send for these people. Because we don't want to send for the wrong ones to come. We don't want the soothsayers to come. Yeah. We don't want the two-headed people to come. Yeah. The witches, the witchcraft workers, you know, voodoo, black magic, all this stuff. We don't want nothing to do with that. We want the blessings of Almighty God. So we'll ask these men and women to come. I've been asked many times to come and bless my house. I just got a new house. I'm moving in. Would you come and bless my house? And see, this is what happened. We come over there and we pray God in there. We pray the Spirit of the Lord to come and anything that's in there that shouldn't be there, he would remove it. Yeah, I don't have the power. He would remove it through me. He would use me and the power that he gave that this can be removed from your house. Oh, yeah. And sometimes they want you to come and pray that nothing come into their house that shouldn't be in there. Hallelujah. Ah, yeah. So we thank God this morning that he love us. He care for us. And he told us, cast your cares upon me, for I careth for you. Isn't that a beautiful thing? Cast your cares upon me, for I careth for you. And if we'll cast these cares upon him and walk away, let God have it today and every day, and you will see him move on your behalf. You'll see things start to get better. You'll start feeling better, looking better, doing better. Yeah, God is faithful unto his people. So today we're going to be talking about Joppa, Peter, Cornelius, yeah, and Peter on the rooftop and what happened. And why did Cornelius send down to Joppa? He sent down there to get Peter. Yeah. So we're going to be talking about these things today. I thank God for his move. Thank God for being on our side today in spite of us. Thank God for being able to be a blessing. So today, Nick and I will go and get turkeys and we'll go over to give them out. And then I got me an Apple Store appointment today. And I'm making sure it's today at 2 o'clock. And Nick is taking me so I don't have to worry about parking. And I can just get out and take the phone in and hopefully come out with a new phone that's working properly. And I can get all my phone calls and texts and messages and things. And so we're grateful unto Almighty God. And, you know, sometimes God have a purpose. Well, he always has a purpose and a plan for whatever go on. And I'm believing today and today that he will allow me to get that new phone. And I'm thankful unto him. Thankful for all he has done, what he's doing right now, and what he's going to do. Because he is doing great things for us right now. We're breathing right now. Hallelujah. I can move my hand right now. I can bat my eyes right now. Hallelujah. So we're grateful unto him. And I just thank him again and again and again for all he has done for us. I was looking at this particular scripture and looking at how God blessed his people over and over and over again and give us the things that we need. Yeah, it even give me some things. I don't need them, but I want them. And so he'll open the door and make a way for me to have those things. Yeah. And so I'm thankful unto him. And I look at Apostle Paul many times and his teachings. And he taught me that whatever state I'm in, to be content. Sometime I'm going to be in a good state. Sometime I may be in a bad state, but be content. Sometimes I may have what I want, and sometimes I may not have what I want, but be content. Yeah, because we're in the earth, the believers are, but we're not of the earth. Yeah, this is not our home. We're simply passing through to work. This is our workstation. And one day we're going to get our work done, and we're going to clock out of here for the last time, and we won't be clocking back in. Hallelujah. It'll all be over for us. We don't have to see nobody suffering, crying, children going through, the elderly, the sick, leadership. We won't have this type of leadership who don't know God and don't know the moves of God, but they're making their own way and they're doing their own thing according to what they believe is right. But we'll be in a place where Jesus is King of Kings and he's Lord of Lords. Every day, not sometime when we think about, every day. And it's made known unto us daily that he is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Hallelujah. He's a faithful God. He's a good God. He's on our side. We couldn't ask to be related to a better one than him. He gave his life for us. 3 days later, God raised him from the grave. And guess what? The grave couldn't hold him. And eventually, he went on with the Father, yeah, to sit on the right hand. Yeah, because he obeyed God, he get to rule. He get to reign. And my prayer is that I come back with him to rule and to judge the world. Yeah, hallelujah. If I can but live right unto him daily. If I can but stay on the right path with him daily, obey him at any cost. Yeah. And so I'm thankful unto him again this morning over and over. I appreciate him. I love him today. There's none like him. No matter what, you can talk to him at any time, in any place. Listen, we got the greatest God there will ever be. You won't get a greater God than him. No matter what you're doing, you can talk to him. You can have a shower and talk. You can drive your car. You can shop and talk to him. Isn't that amazing? Not only are you talking to him, communing and fellowshipping, you may be sharing something. You may be asking for something. But not only you can talk, but he here and he can talk back to you. Yeah. Yeah. Many days. He's spoken to me. I've been talking to people, and he began to speak. And see, people don't know the difference. Even my children, I have told them, I said, okay, now remember this. Be careful, because you don't know who you're talking to. So you might want to be put that in check. You know, remember that. Remember to be careful. Some have entertained angels unaware. So you don't never know when it's me talking and when it's God talking, because you haven't gotten the discernment to figure it out yet. Watch what you say. Yeah. I've seen them hummer down like little doves. Yeah. I can remember one day Shante was all about it. She was going to tell me something. And in a few minutes, I said, hey. I said, be careful now. You be careful, because you don't know when it's me and you don't know when it's him. So you just running your mouth now. Get some discernment. Humble down. Mama, you right. Yeah, I'm sorry. I tell the Lord you're sorry. I'm good. And it's already all right this morning. In Jesus' name. Listen, after the show yesterday, I called Minister Mo Jones. Let me tell y'all something. That man had me hollering on the phone. He had me screaming. And he said, y'all was talking about that food. Oh, my goodness. He said, I was at work, and I just wanted to call my wife when I heard about that pound cake. I just wanted to call my wife and say, cook me something. And he at work. How he was going to eat it? He said, just made me say, cook me something. Oh, I laughed a while. And then he have a CD coming out. And the name of the CD is Don't Trip. I'm on the Holy on Sunday. Do y'all hear me? Don't Trip. I'm on the Holy on Sunday. At first he told me, say, it's going to be called I Am on the Holy on Sunday. And while we was talking, he said, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. He said, I got to add a little something to it. I said, what that? He said, Don't Trip. I'm on the Holy on Sunday. I said, I can't wait for the CD. I want to hear and see the CD that's coming out. And he's been some places and been with some people. And he was a backup, I think, for different celebrities. And for different celebrities. And he said the Lord brought him out of all of that. Now he's an armor bearer for his pastor, and he worked closely with the pastor and this, that, and the other, and he do the comedy, Christian comedy. And so I told him yesterday, I said, well, laughter is like a medication. It's good for you. Yeah, many days I've laughed through some situations, and every time I laughed, it made me feel better. Yeah, because laughter is really like a medication. And I know Solomon was one of the wisest. Well, I believe he was the wisest man that ever lived, you know, in our capacity. Not Jesus now. You'd never be wiser than God. But as a human being, I believe Solomon was the wisest man. And this is his writing, that laughter is like a medication. And so we're thankful unto God for the emotions that he gave us. I have the emotion to cry, to laugh, to feel. You know, I could feel happy or I could feel sad. God gave me all these emotions. The emotion to stress, that's by choice. Even the emotion to be happy or sad, I promise you it's by choice. Because his word said, lift up your head, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting arms. And the King of glory shall come in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord, strong and mighty. Yeah. So we make choices, and he give us the ability to make choices. I choose to be happy. I choose to be upbeat. It's just me. It's a very rare occasion that I'm down. I don't feel that. I don't like that place. Yeah. But I like a place of comfort, a place of happiness, a place of joy in Jesus, a place of peace in him. And when I tell you I'm so free, some days it's just amazing because I don't think on the negative. And some days I don't think on my situations. I just keep moving, knowing that I'm moving in him, knowing that he's leading and guiding me in the right path for his name's sake. And see, because his name is on it, oh, he going to make sure I end up in a good place. He said he know his thoughts towards us, nothing bad, nothing evil, good thoughts. And that he's bringing us to an expected end. I expect to have a good ending. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If he called me home, I expect to sleep out of here. I don't expect tragedy or anything like that, but that I'll go to sleep and just don't wake up. Yeah, because I'm going to rest. I did that trumpet sound and he called my name, you see. Yeah. And until then, I want to do good to everybody. I want to get this gospel message into the hearts of every man. Because I truly want to do God's will, run this race until he calls and beckons for me. I believe he's going to call me one day and, you know, come here, come here. You know, he might have a hand motion that he beckoning me over there. Yeah. I want it daily that when he hear my name, it puts a satisfying smile on his face, and then when he sees that I've made mistakes and I've erred, he quickly allow me to know, Barbara, you got to repent for that now. That was wrong. I had to repent last night going to sleep for things I had laughed about and things I had said, and because I'm just talking all of this right here, what I do, and it won't do nothing. Yeah, you're not going to do nothing. Great is he that lives within you, Bobby, than he that is in the world. All that's talk. Yeah. Because I don't want to hurt nobody, even my enemies. That's not me. That's not where I am. And then some days we just talk stuff because we flesh too. Some days we just let the flesh just talk, you know, no really cussing or nothing like that, but we just talking. And then the Holy Spirit will tap me and say, hey, calm down. Now, what is this? I need you to repent. Yeah. And I have to repent and ask God to forgive me and mean it. And someone asked the question, how many times do you forgive? As many times as you need to. Yeah, I won't even put no number on it. I just keep forgiving. Because God just keep forgiving me. He don't put a number on it. He just keep forgiving me over and over. I'm never going to run out of forgiveness with him. But at the same time, I don't want to do wrong on purpose. Because he said, if I know it's wrong and I do it, it's no longer wrongdoing. It's a sin now. I'm transgressing against him now. So I got to be careful. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's faithful. He's on our side. He loves us today, and we should love him back at the best of our ability. We should show God great love. Yeah, and it's already all right today. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord. Thank you. So listen, we are going to take a listen to this, Paul Washer. And when we come back, we are coming back with our morning scripture, and we're going in to talk about Joppa and Cornelius and Peter and what all this did for us, great things it did for us. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
I'll preach as a dying man, the dying men and women. Youth, and I will preach as though I will never preach again, and I will tell you things that you will misunderstand, and I will tell you things that make you so angry with me, and I'll tell you things that you will deny. Because if I correctly interpret this passage of scripture that I'm going to give you, it is as though God were speaking through a man. And your problem will not be with me. It will be with God and His Word. So the only question that really has to be decided here this afternoon is this man before us a false prophet? Or is he telling us the truth? And if he is telling us the truth, then nothing else matter except conforming our lives to that truth. Matthew chapter 7, verse 13, Jesus said, "Enter through the narrow gate, for the gate is wide and the way is broad that leads to destruction, and there are many who enter through it. For the gate is small and the way is narrow that leads to life, and there are few who find it. Beware of the false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly are ravenous wolves. You will know them by their fruits. Grapes are not gathered from thorn bushes, nor figs from thistles, are they? So every good tree bears good fruit, but every bad tree bears bad fruit. A good tree cannot produce bad fruit, nor can a bad tree produce good fruit. Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. So then you will know them by their fruits. Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' will enter into the kingdom of heaven. He who does the will of my Father who is in heaven will enter. Many will say to me on that day, 'Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name, and in your name cast out demons, and in your name perform many miracles?' Then I will declare to them, 'I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness.'" I stand here today. I'm not troubled in my heart about your self-esteem. I'm not troubled in my heart about whether or not you feel good about yourself, whether or not life is turning out like you want it to turn out, or whether or not your checkbook is balanced. There's only one thing that gave me a sleepless night. There's only one thing that troubled me all throughout the morning, and that is this. Within 100 years, a great majority of people in this building will possibly be in hell. And many who even profess Jesus Christ as Lord will spend an eternity in hell. What you need to know is that salvation is by faith, and faith alone in Jesus Christ. And faith alone in Jesus Christ is preceded and followed by repentance, a turning away from sin, a hatred for the things that God hates and a love for the things that God loves, a growing in holiness and a desire not to be like Britney Spears, not to be like the world, and not to be like the great majority of American Christians, but to be like Jesus Christ. I don't know why you're clapping. I'm talking about you. I didn't come here to get amens. I didn't come here to be applauded. I'm talking about you. Do you know what the Bible tells Christians to do? Examine yourself. Test yourself in light of Scripture to see if you are in the faith. The Bible says in the prophets that even our greatest works are like filthy rags before God. And because of that, you know what we deserve? the wrath of God, the holy hatred of God. You say, now wait a minute, God doesn't hate anybody, God is love. No, my friend, you need to understand something. Jesus Christ taught, the prophets taught, the apostles taught this, that apart from the grace of God revealed in Jesus Christ our Lord, the only thing left for you is the wrath, the fierce anger of God because of your rebellion and your sin. When I speak in universities, they're always quick to point out, no, God cannot hate because God is love. And I tell you, God must hate because God is love. You see, I love children, therefore I hate abortion. If I love that which is holy, I must hate that which is unholy. God is a holy God. That's something that the Americans have forgotten. Now listen to me. If you're saved here tonight, you're not saved because the Romans and Jews rejected Jesus. You're not saved because they put a crown of thorns on his head. You're not saved because they ran a spear through his side. And you're not saved even because they nailed him to a cross. Do you know why you're saved if you are saved? Because when Jesus Christ was hanging on that cross, he bore your sin, the sin of God's people, and all the fierce wrath of God that should fall upon you fell upon his only begotten Son. People say the cross is a sign of how much man is worth. That's not true. The cross is a sign of how depraved we really are, that it took the death of God's own Son, the only thing that could save a people like us. Death of God's own Son, under the wrath of his own Father paying the price, rising again from the dead, powerful to save. This is the gospel of Jesus. Conversion is not like a flu shot. Oh, I did that. I repented. I believed. The question is, my friend, are you continuing to repent of sin? Are you continuing to believe? Because he who began a good work in you will finish it. The Bible never teaches that a person can be a genuine Christian and live in continuous carnality and wickedness and sin all the days of their life. But the Bible teaches that the genuine Christian has been given a new nature. The genuine Christian has a Father who loves them and disciplines them and watches over them and cares for them. Jesus indicates that one of the principal signs of being a genuine Christian is that you walk in the narrow way. Now, am I saying that a Christian is without sin? No, because in 1 John we learn that Christians do sin, and if any man does not acknowledge his sin, he knows not God. He's not walking in the light. So what is the difference? What am I really getting at? What am I getting at is this. If you are genuinely a born-again Christian, a child of God, you will walk in the way of righteousness as a style of life. And if you step off that path of righteousness, the Father will come for you. He will discipline you. He will put you back on that path. But if you profess to have gone through the narrow gate and yet you live in the broad way, just like all the other people in your high school, just like all the other people who are carnal and wicked, the Bible wants you to know that you should be terribly, terribly afraid. What we have forgotten to believe is that salvation is a supernatural work of God. And those who have genuinely been converted, regenerated by the power of the Holy Spirit, is going to be a new creature. The Bible says, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Beware of the false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly are ravenous wolves. You will know them by their fruits. One of the greatest distinguishing marks of a false prophet is that he will always tell you what you want to hear. He will never rain on your parade. He will get you clapping. He will get you jumping. He will make you dizzy. He will keep you entertained. And he will present a Christianity to you that will make your church look like a Six Flags over Jesus. You will know them by their fruits. How do you know that you're saved? How do you truly know you are saved? Because someone told you? Because you prayed a prayer? Because you believe? So let me ask you a question. How do you know you believe? Because everybody says they believe. How do you know you're not like them? Do you know how the Bible teaches you that you know you are saved? know that it's saved because your life is in a process of being changed, and your style of life is one of walking in the paths of God's truth. And when you step off those paths in disobedience, as we all do, God comes for you and puts you back on the path. And what is the fruit that you're bearing? Do you look like the world, act like the world? Do you have and experience the same joys that the world experiences? Can you love sin and relish it? Can you love rebellion and relish it? Then you know not God. Let me take it a little further. Let's imagine that I show up late and I run up here on the platform. And all the leaders are angry with me. They said, Brother Paul, don't you appreciate the fact you're giving the opportunity to speak here and you come late? And I said, Brother, you have to forgive me. Well, why? Well, I was out here on the highway and I was driving and I had a flat tire and I got out to change the tire. And when I was changing the tire, the lug nut fell off. And I wasn't paying attention that I was on the highway and I ran out. And I grabbed the lug nut, and as soon as I picked it up in the middle of the highway, I stood up, and there was a 30-ton logging truck going 120 miles an hour about 10 yards in front of me, and it ran me over, and that's why I'm late. You would say, Brother Paul, it's absolutely absurd. It is impossible, Brother Paul, to have an encounter with something as large as a logging truck and not be changed. And then my question would be to you, what is larger, a logging truck or God? How is it that so many people today profess to have had an encounter with Jesus Christ and yet they are not permanently changed? You will know them by their fruit. And he says, anyone who does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. What is he talking about? My dear friend, he is talking about the judgment of Almighty God that will one day fall upon the world, that will one day fall possibly upon you. Verse 21, not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven. He does the will of my Father who is in heaven will enter. This fellow who is making this profession, he is not someone who just all of a sudden decided it's judgment and I better profess him to be Lord. This is a person who emphatically declares to other people that Jesus Christ is Lord. He walks around saying Lord. He dances up in front while the musicians are playing saying Lord. He sings the songs Lord. But Jesus said to him, depart from me, I never knew you. There are many people who are going to profess Lord, Lord, but they are not going to enter into the kingdom of heaven. My dear, precious child, are you one of them? Look what it says. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. What is the sign that someone has become a genuine Christian? I wish that we would start teaching this again. What happened to our theology? What happened to our doctrine? What happened to our teaching? It went right out the window. No one wants to study doctrine anymore. They just want to listen to songs and read the back of Christian t-shirts. What happened to truth? Truth tells you this. The evidence, the way that you can have assurance that you are genuinely a born-again Christian is that you do as a style of life the will of the Father. You say, oh, you're talking about works. No, I'm not. I'm talking about evidence of faith. How do you know that that faith you have is not false? A style of life that is concerned about doing the will of the Father, that practices the will of the Father, and when you disobey the will of the Father, the Holy Spirit comes and reprimands you, either personally, through the written word of God, through a brother or sister in Christ, and God puts you back on the path again. If you can play around in sin, if you can love the world and love the things of the world, if you can always be involved in the world and doing things of the world, if your heroes are worldly people, if you want to look like them and act like them, if you practice the same things they practice, oh, my dear friend, listen to my voice. There's a good chance you know not God and you do not belong to Him. Verse 22, many will say to me on that day, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name? And in your name cast out demons and in your name perform many miracles? Then I will declare to them, I never knew you. You say the most important thing on the face of the earth is to know Jesus Christ. That is not true. The most important thing on the face of the earth is that Jesus Christ knows you. If I'm not going to get into the White House tomorrow because I walk up to the gate and tell everybody I know George Bush. But they will let me in if George Bush comes out and says, I know Paul Washington. You can profess to know Jesus, but my question for you, does Jesus know you? There are two ways. There's a narrow way and a broad way. Which one are you on? There are two types of trees. There is a good tree that bears good fruit going to heaven. There's a bad tree, and you know it's bad because it bears bad fruit. It's going to hell. It's going to be cut down and thrown into the fire. There are those who profess Jesus as Lord, and they do the will of the Father who is in heaven. And there are those who profess Jesus Christ as Lord, and they do not do the will of the Father who is in heaven, and they go to hell. Not because of a lack of works, but because of a lack of faith demonstrated by the fact that they have no hearts. Let's get down. What does the Word of God say? How does your life stand in front of that blazing fire, which is the holiness of God, on that final day? Beloved, precious little girl, beloved, precious young man, on that final day, will your confession hold true? You need to know. You need to say, okay, how am I supposed to live before my parents? Go into the Word, find out, obey it. How am I supposed to dress? Go into the Word, find out, and obey it. How am I supposed to talk? What am I supposed to listen to? Bring every thought, word, and deed into subjection to Jesus Christ. I don't wish the same things your parents want for you. They want for you security and insurance and nice homes. They want for you cars and respect. I want for you the same thing I want for my son, that one day he takes a banner, the banner of Jesus Christ, and he places it on a hill where no one has ever placed the banner before, and he cries out, Jesus Christ is Lord, even if it costs my son his life. Oh, when he's 18 years old, if he says to me the same thing I said when I was a young man, I'm going into the mountains. I'm going into the jungle. And they say, you can't go there. You're insane. It's a war. You're going to die. I'm going. When that little boy puts on that backpack, I'm going to pray over him and say, go. Go. God be with you. And if you die, my son, I'll see you over there and I'll honor your death. Does your life honor Jesus Christ?
Reach out for help.
He'll be there.
He'll sick. He heals the lame. And he says you can heal him too in Jesus' name. He lifts you up and he turns you around. Puts your feet back on.
Your feet back. Your feet
higher ground.
Message, the shocking sermon of Paul Washer. And I am with Paul when he's right. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things have passed away, and behold, all things have become new. We're not continuing to do the very same things that we used to do. We're looking to the hills from which cometh our help. All our help comes from the Lord, who made the heavens and the earth. We found our God is a deliverer, and it's him that can deliver us from the things that he does not want us doing. But we have to want it, and we have to take it to him in prayer, and he will deliver us if we want to be delivered. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I can remember thinking, oh, they drank. They're not Christians if they're over there drinking wine. But the scripture says you can have it for your stomach's sake. The scripture says you can drink wherein it's not excess. He said don't get drunk. He didn't say you couldn't have wine, a glass of wine with your dinner. He said don't get drunk. He didn't say you couldn't watch a movie and have a drink, a glass of wine. He said don't get drunk. Don't drink the whole bottle. Yeah. Or if a glass, depending on how big the glass is, if that one glass gonna get you drunk, you don't drink the glass. You have to drink it in moderations. Yeah. And wine is a good tasting thing. And I remember at the wedding, it was him that turned water into wine. Yeah. Told him, fill them pots up back there. He had something for it. Yeah. And Apostle Paul, see, I pay close attention to him. He's one of the baddest apostles I ever read about. And Apostle Paul told me this. He said, Barbara, there are some things that I've done. And I thought it was, because it was of my flesh, I thought I wouldn't be blessed, in other words. But God knew the very intent of my heart. And so it wasn't a real bad thing. It was just that it wasn't something that caused me to run down the road screaming, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. But God honored it. It was all right with him. It wasn't something he was against, or he said that it was wrong to do it. Yeah. And so in the ending, he showed me this. He said, and I want to show you a mystery, Barbara. He said, we all will be changed in the twinkling of an eye. Changed. The way we are right now, we won't be that way. We're totally, completely made over in the instant. And the twinkling, you blink your eye, you change. You're prepared to go back with him when he comes. You're prepared to go to heaven now because of the change. And we'll no longer have a fleshly mind, but we'll have a spiritual mind. Yeah, because this fleshly work and thing down here will be done and over with. Hallelujah. I'm grateful unto God this morning because he always teaches us. He always wants us to learn. Yeah, learn of him. Yeah. And so I thank God. I thank God this morning. Hallelujah. So listen, we're going over to Acts chapter 10. And we're going to start at the first verse. And our topic today is this. Why Cornelius sent to Joppa? And we're looking at this to see what happened. Peter was down there on the housetop and God began to show him visions. And we're going to read about it here. We're going to read about it here. And we want to pay close attention because this concerns you. At one time, you didn't have this. And God made it possible. So let's take a read here. In Acts chapter 10, starting at verse 1, I'm really excited about this. I love this scripture. There was a certain man in Caesarea called Cornelius, a centurion of the band called the Italian Band. So Cornelius was Italian. A devout man, well, of the Italian band. I won't say he's Italian. Y'all forgive me. A devout man and one that feared God with all his house, which gave much alms to the people and prayed to God always. So he was a devout man. He was a good man. His word was his bond. You would never catch him doing wrong or doing people wrong. He loved people. He loved his family. He did the right things. Let's say that. A devout man. And one that feared God with all his house. Even his family. Whatever he said was spiritual. Whatever he said was right. The house agreed with him. And they followed suit of Cornelius. Which gave much alms to the people. And prayed to God always. He gave much to people. I'm sure he blessed poor people. He blessed somebody on their way to court, whatever the case was, you know. And he saw in a vision, evidently about the ninth hour. And if I'm not mistaken, the ninth hour is 3 p.m. In the afternoon. And so around 3 o'clock, an angel of God coming in to him and saying unto him, Cornelius. And when he looked on him, he was afraid. Cornelius was afraid when he saw the angel and said, what is it, Lord? And he said unto him, thy prayers, thine alms are come up for memorial before God. Hallelujah. Oh, I would love that right there. I would love for my prayers and my work to come up before God for memorial unto him. And he see the prayers and the work that I've done. And it bless him. It's good. It's what he require. It's pleasing. And it's what he can accept. So it come up as a memorial before him. And many of us, we don't work faithfully unto God because we don't remember this, that God not only can bring up our prayers, but he can bring up the work that we've done unto him as a memorial. And when God does this, he gives something extra to us. I believe he gives something different to us. I believe he gives us much, much more than we already have. I believe those prayers are answered. There may have been prayers prayed that God didn't give an answer to. It may have been prayers prayed that it won't work together for your good right now. But when God bring these prayers up for a memorial before him, he go ahead and answer them. He go ahead and bless you. And your work, he bring that up. And he see that you bless the sick. You heal the sick through his son Jesus' name. You went to see about the elderly. You did what you could for children. You stopped fights. You was a peacemaker. You didn't say what would bring trouble, but you said what would bring peace. And if you couldn't say what would bring peace or glory to his name, you wouldn't say nothing at all. You couldn't say nothing because it wouldn't bring peace. It wouldn't help, but it would make situations worse. So when God see this, oh, he about to bless you. Hallelujah. The blessings of Almighty God begin to flow upon you. Yeah. People can't give you enough. People can't call you enough. They can't see you enough. Because God is blessing you because of your prayers and your work. Some people he gave money to, I'm sure. Yeah. Hallelujah. And when he looked on him, he was afraid. Yeah, and said, what is it, Lord? He saw that angel, and he got fearful. And the angel said unto him, thy prayers and thine arms are come up for a memorial before God. Now, God sent the angel. Isn't that something? And he knew that this was from God. Cornelius knew, and he knew that this was an angel. Yeah. In verse 5, it says, and now send men to Joppa, and call for one Simon whose surname is Peter. Yeah, the angels of the Lord come and told him what God wanted him to do. So the sixth verse says, he lodges with one Simon, a tanner, whose house is by the seaside. He shall tell thee what thou oughtest to do. Now, a tanner is one that's like, I would say, kind of a taxidermist. He transformed animal skins or hides into leather. And it said that a tanner can stand between hunters and butchers, the suppliers of skins and leather work. You know, they made commercial products from the tanned hides. So I take it that they dyed them, you know, they cleaned them and this kind of stuff. So this wasn't Peter, the apostle, but this was Peter, the tanner, Simon, brother, the tanner, whose house is by the seaside. He should tell me what thou oughtest to do. Yeah. And when the angel which spake unto Cornelius was departed, he called two of his household servants. Cornelius called two of his household servants. Look at him. Cornelius had money. He had servants. He was a devout man. People knew him for good. People could trust him. And even all of this made him blessed, made him rich, made him have stuff, you know, and he could do stuff. Oh, I like it right there. So he called two of his household servants and a devout soldier. You know, I'm sure this man knew all of the rules of the military, and he carried them out to the letter. He was a military man, and he probably had height and stature, you know, had a little weight, meat on his bones, you know. He was a good fighter in the army, and what he said, he spoke the truth, and he did what he had to do to give himself a good name because he wanted to do good being in the military. So a devout soldier of them that waited on him continually. The servant and the soldier, the devout soldier, waited on Cornelius continually. How would you like to have this kind of bodyguard? A devout soldier, huh? Oh, when we do right, God will bless us. Yes. Verse 8 says, and when he had declared all these things unto them, he sent them to Joppa. He told the servants and the devout soldier what the angel came and told him what to do. So y'all go down to Joppa and get Peter. So look, verse 9 says, on the morrow, as they went on their journey and drew nigh unto the city, Peter went up upon the roof, the housetop, to pray about the sixth hour. Now, in some cases, they say 12 p.m. in the afternoon. Some say that 12 a.m. midnight is the sixth hour. So he went up on the housetop to pray about the sixth hour, and he became very hungry and would have eaten. But while they made ready, he fell into a trance. Yeah. In other words, he fell into a deep vision. 11 says, and saw heaven open and a certain vessel descending unto him, as it had been a great sheet knitted at the four corners, you know, tied at each end and let down to the earth. This the vision that Peter saw, a sheet that was, I would even say, fitted. You know, each end was fitted, and it was let down upon the earth. Verse 12 says, wherein were all manner of four-footed beasts of the earth, and wild beasts, and creeping things, and fowls of the air. And now you got to remember, Jews didn't eat any and every old thing, and some of them until this day, they don't eat pork. They don't eat raccoon. The African-American community from the South, they just call it a coon. Possum. It's opossum, but they don't eat coons and possums and squirrels and rabbits. They don't eat, again, pork. And the meat have to be a certain way, a certain kind. And it have to be of quality, maybe nothing blemished about it. They get a lamb, you know, it's got to be a perfect lamb. He or she have no blemishes. But Peter began to see all kind of four-footed beasts of the earth and wild beasts. You know, it could have been a wild boar, you know, a wild hog, could have been a deer. And creeping things. People eat snails. They eat grasshoppers. It could have been all this kind of thing. And fowls of the air. You know, it could have been a different kind of bird that they didn't eat. You know, pigeons or whatever. And then it could have been some other kind of bird out in the woods, you know, that we don't know about too much, but we don't even eat it, so they didn't eat it either. And you know, they ate what was I think we call it kosher, you know, that kind of thing, certain things. 13 says, and there came a voice to him, Peter, on the housetop now, and in a great trance, and God done set down a sheep upon the earth, and he's showing him all these four-footed beasts and creeping things and wild beasts and fowls of the air. And now Peter hear a voice from God saying, rise, Peter, kill and eat. Now remember, he didn't ever do this right here. He didn't eat no four-footed beasts of the earth and wild beasts and creeping things and fowls of the air. And I even throw in there with creeping things. He didn't eat crab. He didn't eat shrimp. They were called the scavengers of the sea, so he didn't eat all that kind of lobster. He didn't eat all of that. Octopus and all this stuff. No, no, no. But there came a voice to him, rise, Peter, kill and eat. And then the 14th verse, it says, but Peter said, not so, Lord, for I have never eaten anything that is common or unclean. Peter telling the Lord, oh, no. Because, see, he thinking, oh, no, this the devil done come trying to show me something. that that's against God. No, I'm not. No, Lord, I'm not going to eat it. And the boy spake unto him again, the second time, what God has cleansed, that call not thou common. What God is clean, don't call it common, Peter. Because if God cleansed it, it's no longer common. 16 says, this was done thrice. In other words, this was done three times. And the vessel was received up again into the heaven. Remember that sheet that fell down, God took it back up. In verse 17, it says, now while Peter doubted in himself that this vision which he had seen should mean, behold, the men which were sent from Cornelius had made inquiry for Simon's house and stood before the gate. One thing I know about God, when you're going to do a work, he will prepare you. You don't have to worry about man preparing you. If you're going in God and God is sending you, you're already prepared. He has already equipped you for it. I have been on my way to a church, and God had me to stop by another church. And at this church, the service hadn't started. The church service hadn't started. And he sent me in like a secret agent. Nobody knew me. Nobody knew why I was there. But he sent me to speak to the pastor. Went in, spoke to the pastor. But before I got to that point, on the way he began, let's say I'm two or three blocks away from this church. Not the church where I'm going to worship, but the church that God have a message for. Two or three blocks before then, God began to prepare me and show me. Even show me the face of the pastor, what he looked like. And once I get there, park my car, go in, the door is open for me to talk to the pastor. They don't do this. They don't let people to talk to the preacher. Uh-uh. And he got all these other ministers around him. At one time, he had his intercessors in the office. They was getting ready to pray. But they let me in, let me pray with them, and then allowed me to give the message to the pastor why God had ordained it. God had prepared me for it. Yeah. So I went in, did what God told me, and went on to the church where I was scheduled to be to do my praise and worship in the house of the Lord and to fellowship and to hear the word of God at this particular house of prayer. Yeah. So 17 says, now, while Peter doubted in himself what this vision which he had seen should mean, behold, the men which were sent from Cornelius had made inquiry for Simon's house and stood before the gate. Look at this. 18 says, and called and asked whether Simon, which was surnamed Peter, was lodged there. In other words, hey, is Peter here? Is Peter staying here? Is this where Peter's staying? Yeah. 19 says, while Peter thought on the vision, the Spirit said unto him, behold, three men seek thee. Yeah, God won't let nothing slip up on you. But that's when we in him and he's in us and we're willing to obey him and we're willing to work for him. A lot of people want the blessings of the Lord, but they don't want to work unto the Lord. They want to be shy. They want to be shamed. I don't want to do nothing. I might mess up. Well, if God gave it to you, you won't mess it up. You just got to know you did what God said and you through with it. And you keep moving. Some people, they get a little upset with me because what come out of my mouth many days is the straight up truth. And a lot of times the words cut because they to check you. They will check you. The word of God will check you. That which God speak hot off the press, direct from heaven, out of your mouth, it will check. It has even checked me. The word of God that he spoke right now, this morning, first, it will check me. But some people get a little upset about that. Some people, they can't take what's been done to them or what's going on with them. They don't want nobody to say nothing negative about them. They want to come up with excuses for every. No. It is, and what God showed you, it is the truth. It is what it is. God go back and he say things, have you to say things that check, but they'll come up with another reason. They'll come up with another excuse. Why? Oh, no, that, yeah. Let it go. Let the word of God check you. Take self-inventory and tell God about it. Lord, I had a part in this. I'm accusing everybody else of what they did to me, but I won't face the fact of what I did to myself. Heal me, God. Make me over again. Wash me over in the precious blood of Jesus. Give me a new mind. Give me a new heart. Heal my mind. Regulate it today. Heal my heart, God. I need to do what's right. So while Peter thought on the vision, the Spirit said unto him, behold, three men seek thee. In verse 20, it says, arise, therefore, and get thee down and go with them, doubting nothing, for I have sent them. Hallelujah. Verse 20 of chapter 10 of the book of Acts. Look, I'm sure before I got to that church, God had already told the pastor and maybe a few of the ministers and even some of the intercessors he may have. There's a woman coming. And don't doubt, but receive for her, for I sent her. Huh? I've had people to tell me, oh, I knew you was coming. God told me you was on the way. I didn't have to say, well, how you knew? I didn't have to say that. I already knew. God showed you. God told you. You had a dream. You had a vision. Something happened to let you know God was sending someone to be a blessing to you, because he don't want things to slip up on you. So see, we'll be like Cornelius. We'll be fearful. When he saw them angels, he got a little fearful. I was afraid. I knew a man named Coley Collins. He said he had saw the movie Touched by an Angel, this and that about an angel. And he said he told the Lord, Lord, I want to see an angel. I want an angel to come. I want to be touched by an angel. And he said in his restroom, that's where he did his Bible study. He said, because when he went in there, nobody bothered him. And he had a bathroom in his bedroom, him and his wife. And then they had the children, you know, bathroom, and then the hallway guest bathroom. So he said he would go in his bathroom and he would study. And he was in there praying to see an angel, to be touched by an angel. He said, and one night he hit his rumbling, or one morning, he hit his... Ooh, he said it was like a triple freight train was coming. And he said, what is that? And he said, the Lord spoke to him and said, you said you wanted me to send an angel. He said, no, Lord, Lord, that's all right. I don't need to see the angel. He said he was so scared because he heard it. And it was a big thing coming. He said, no, no, Lord, that's all right. Lord, please, I don't want to see an angel. He said, and it went away. Hallelujah. We have to be careful. We have to be careful what we ask God for. I'm guilty of it now. We got to make our calling in election, sure, because I have asked for things that I thought I wanted. And when God sent it, I'm like, no, Lord, Lord. Lord, forgive me. I made a mistake, God. I don't want that right there. Lord, take it away. I don't want it. Yeah, because I've made a mistake. I thought this was really what I really wanted. But it turned out that it wasn't. So look, I'm back to 21 now. Then Peter went down to the men, which were sent unto him from Cornelius, and said, behold, I am he whom ye seek. What is the cause wherefore ye are come? 22 says, and they said, Cornelius the centurion, a just man and one that feareth God, and of good report among all the nation of the Jews, was warned from God by an holy angel to send for thee into his house, and to hear, hey, glory, words of thee. They made sure they told Peter what kind of man Cornelius was, not just anybody sending for you, Peter. But this was a just man and one that feareth God, and he's got good reports among all the nation of the Jews. And was warned from God by a holy angel to send for thee into his house and to hear words from thee. In other words, for you to come to his house. And he want to hear what you got to say because he believed God has given you a message for him. Oh, yeah. 22. Hallelujah. In verse 23, it says this. Then called he them in and lodged them. Peter said, y'all come on into Simon the Tanner house. And I'm going to make you a meal and you can spend the night here. That's what how he lodged them. He gave him a place to stay and everything. And on the morrow, Peter went away with them. And certain brethren from Joppa accompanied him. Sometimes God will send some people with you to go do what he told you to do. So you have backup. Many times God give you backup. Hallelujah. And how many know when you go on a trip, if I got to go from here to Lake City even, it feel better that I have somebody in the car that I can laugh and talk to because the trip is an hour long. If I go from here to Birmingham, Alabama, that trip for me today, I'm sure it would be 7 hours long, eight, because I don't drive like I used to. Now, it used to be a six-hour trip from Jacksonville because I didn't care I didn't care what laws I broke. I didn't care about the speeding. I'm gone. I got to get there. But to have someone with you, three or four people even, five, six people, and y'all riding and laughing and talking, somebody may break out with a song, and everybody in the car know the song, and we all begin to sing the song. Somebody may tell a good joke and we all laugh. And every now and then we revert back to a simple thing in the joke. All kinds of different things. When you're accompanied by others, it's a better trip. So God sent some people with him, plus them three that Cornelius sent to get Peter. The two servants and the devout soldier. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So 24 says, and tomorrow after they entered into Caesarea, and Cornelius waited for them and had called together his kinsmen and near friends. Watch out here, Cornelius. Cornelius was already blessed. His stay, his prayers and his work had come up for a memorial. Here, Cornelius was like, even McKinney, I'm going to bring the whole hood with me. I'm going to bring all my kin people. I'm going to bring all my near friends. Because he wasn't friends with everybody. He was a devout man. How many know birds of a feather flock together? Association bring on assimilation. How many know who you are? These are the kind of people you're going to hang out with. You're not going to hang out with them who don't have a good reputation. You're a devout believer. You're not going to hang out with liars, cheaters and thieves, adulterers, fornicators. You them kind, you don't want thieving. You don't want nothing to do with them tricksters. I can't hang out with you. I got to hang out with those who are like me. So he had some friends that he was close to. So when he invited his relatives, the kinsmen, his relatives over, he invited these special friends. wasn't close to everybody, but just the friends that he was close to, who knew him, and he knew them. See, today we don't have time for that. We don't even have time to select the right mate, to select the right husband or wife. We don't have time. We don't ask questions. We don't get in there and give it time. Everything is rush, rush. I don't even know who I married. See, because one thing about it, people can come one way. And once they get in there where they want to get, it can change. So if I don't know you, if I haven't taken the time to know you, I haven't asked the right questions, I haven't given it time, I allowed my flesh to be in a rush. Well, 3 months later, we're in divorce. 5 months later, we're in divorce. A year from now, 10 years from now, we divorced because I never really knew you. I just been riding the waves with you. And it's been a one-sided relationship because I didn't know you. You knew me. You said the right things, did the right things to pull me in. And I went off what I thought I was seeing and what I was feeling. But it wasn't a real deal. But Cornelius knew his friends, and his friends knew him. So he sent and got his relatives and his few little friends, and they came on. 25 says, and as Peter was coming in, Cornelius met him and fell down at his feet and worshiped him. Cornelius fell down at the feet of Peter and began to worship him. Look what 26 says. But Peter took him up, saying, stand up. I myself also am a man. Can you hear that today? I myself also am a woman. No need in people bowing down to worship me. To bow down to, I wouldn't let you, oh no, I don't even play them kind of games. We got to thank God. We got to give God the glory because he's doing something for us. I'm here 7 a.m. You here 7 a.m. What you hear, it blesses you. We got to give it to God. Because anything good I've done, God did it through me. It wasn't me. I can't take credit. But I do like to hear, because it's a confirmation, I do like to hear people say, that blessed me, Barbara. You really blessed me. God used you to bless me, Barbara. I like to hear that because I know that it was God did it, and they recognize that it was God who did it, and they don't have to bow down to me. They just want to acknowledge me, that I obeyed God. I can handle that. But you just come in giving me all the glory. No, 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 no. I won't be able to do it. That was one of the first things he taught me coming out the box. Coming out the gate, don't ever take my glory. It will never be you. It will never be you. Don't you ever take my glory. That was one of the first things he taught me. After he used me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So look, 27 says, and as he talked with him, he went in and found many that would come together. He found them relatives and them few friends when Peter went in. 28 says, and he said unto them, ye know how that it is an unlawful thing for a man that is a Jew to keep company or come unto one of another nation. But God has showed me that I should not call any man common or unclean. This Peter talking now. Because, see, I'm a Jew. I can't hang out with the Gentiles. I got no business over there fooling around with Greeks and stuff. I got to stay with the Jewish people. But God showed Peter, this is why Cornelius sent the Joppa to get Peter. Because God was sent to give the blessings to everybody, Jew and Gentile. God was sent to give the Holy Ghost to everybody. It wasn't just going to be for certain people, just for the Jews, but God opened the door that we all could be saved now. We all could come unto him that were burdened and heavy laden. He would be able to give us rest. Yeah, we could take the yoke upon him and learn of him. For his yoke is easy and his burden is light. I feel like running a little bit right there. We should be excited right here. In verse 28, we should give God some glory right here. We should tell him, thank you, Lord. And he said unto them, you know how that it is an unlawful thing for a man that is a Jew to keep company or come unto one of another nation. But God has showed me that I should not call any man uncommon or unclean. Because that which he made is good and it's not common and it's not unclean. Yeah, when a baby born, they're not common and unclean. They learn to do all this stuff later on. Parents teach them to lie and they go to school and they learn how to be slick and cheat and all kind of foolishness. Yeah. 29 says, therefore came I unto you without gainsaying. As soon as I was sent for, I asked therefore for what intent ye have sent for me. And Cornelius said, 4 days ago, I was fasting until this hour. And at the ninth hour, again around 3 o'clock, I prayed in my house, and behold, a man stood before me in bright clothing. And said, Cornelius, that prayer is heard, and thine alms are had in remembrance in the sight of God. Boy, your prayer and your work has been remembered by God. 32 says, send therefore to Joppa and call hither Simon. In other words, call here Simon, whose surname is Peter. He is lodged in the house of one Simon, a tanner, by the seaside, who when he was coming shall speak unto thee. God showed Cornelius who to send for, what to do, where he was, and everything. He showed him. He obeyed God by getting the two servants and the devout soldier and sending them down to Joppa to Simon the tanner house to get Peter, whose surname, is Peter. But he also was named Simon. But his surname was Peter. And he was living in the house of one, again, Simon, a tanner. And the house was down by the seaside. Who when he was coming shall speak unto thee. When Peter comes, he got a message for y'all. I'm sending Peter with the message. God used people. I think it's a beautiful thing that God used people and he can send you a message in your native language from a man that he chose to bring the message to you. He could have chose John. He could have chose Matthew. He could have used Mark. He could have used anybody, but he chose Peter. And one reason I know God chose Peter, Peter was going to do it. It's the same Peter that stood up on the day of Pentecost when they said, men and brethren, what shall we do? Peter was the one that stood up and said, repent. Every one of you for the remission of your sins, and you shall receive, and be baptized, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. That was the same Peter, that same old denying Peter, that denied Jesus. Oh, when Peter got it right, he was something serious. So Cornelius explained to him what the Lord sent the angel to share with him. And he told him that when Peter get there, he shall speak unto thee. He got a message for you, in other words. 33 says, immediately therefore I sent to you. As soon as God got through speaking, I right away sent for you to come, Peter. And thou hast well done that thou art come. Peter, you did good. You did very good that you came. Because God sent for you, Peter. Immediately, therefore, I sent to thee, and thou hast well done that thou art come. Peter, you did well. You did good to come. God sent for you. Now, therefore, are we all here present before God to hear all things that are commanded thee of God. He didn't say we all here to hear from you, Peter. Hey, Barbara, we come in the morning, but we're not coming to hear from Barbara. We coming to hear all things that are commanded of us by God, Barbara. Barbara, you did well to come every morning, every weekday morning at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. You're doing a good thing, Barbara, to come and obey God. We all here, we all present, Barbara, before God to hear the things that God have to say to us, the things that God command us to do daily in our everyday life, because we want to live according to his word daily. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. 34 says, then Peter opened his mouth and said, of a truth, I perceive that God is no respecter of persons. I want to run right there. I want to run right there. I want to skip three times. Hey, glory. Hallelujah. Right there. Hey, of a truth, I perceive that God is no respecter of persons. He's not just going to leave it to the Jews. He's going to bless the Gentiles too. He's going to bless everybody that come. For if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things have passed away, and behold, all things have become new. The scripture says he'll keep in perfect peace if you keep your mind on him. Every now and then, we need to go back and peep in there and see what he done did for us. He's no longer a respecter of persons. He gave it to me. I can be saved. I was saved. He could fill me with his spirit. His blood washed me clean. And I'm not a Jew. I'm considered African American. Oh, but he's no respect. He'll receive the Africans. He'll receive the African Americans. Hey, he'll receive the Mexicans, the Asians. He'll receive anybody. Peter done perceive. Not Peter know that God is no respecter of persons. 35 says, but in every nation, he that feareth him and worketh righteousness is accepted with him. Oh, I'm going to run right there in a minute. But in every nation, didn't I tell you? In every nation, he that feareth him and worketh righteousness is accepted of him. Fear God. Do what's right. Cornelius was a devout man. He was doing what was right. He prayed always. He gave much alms to the people. He worked for the people. He blessed the people. He had a godly work. He was a godly man. So when we fear him and do what's right, God will accept us. And see, when we do what's right, we're going to go to the altar like this. Father, we don't know him as the Father yet. We may go and say, God, I believe that you so loved the world that you sent your only begotten Son. And I come before you asking that you would forgive me for all my sins and all my wrongdoings. I realized that I was wrong and that I was sinning against you. And I ask today that you would come into my heart and live. Come into my heart and live forever. I believe you forgave me. I believe right when I ask you, you forgave me of all my sins and wrongdoings. And I believe you come into my heart and live and live in it. And I'm now saved. And somebody may go over Romans 10 and 9 with him. But if, you know, for with the mouth, man, all of this, they may go over that with them. And now God has accepted you. It's no longer to the Jews, because God is no longer a respecter of persons. But in every nation, he that feareth him and worketh righteousness is accepted of him. 36 said, the word which God sent unto the children of Israel, preaching peace by Jesus Christ. He is the Lord of all. Did you hear that? God sent his son. And that son, Jesus Christ, is Lord of all. Every nation, every person that receiveth him. He's the Lord of our lives. He's our Lord and Savior. He's our God. I'm excited about this thing that he's no respecter of persons. I'm so glad he did it for us, all of us, that we have a right to the tree of life. We have a right to this perfect God. We have a right to this God that have all power. We were separated from him, but he made a way to redeem us back to him. He's got all power. He loves us. He's on our side in spite of us. The same God looks beyond our faults and yet meet our needs. We call him Almighty God. We call him Jehovah. We even call him the Prince of Peace. Yeah, Mighty God. Yeah, because he and his son, they are one. Look at that. No matter what, as long as we don't kill ourselves, guess what happens? We can go to him for forgiveness, and he would in no wise cast us out. He will forgive us over and over again. Why? He made man in his image, but he knows that man comes from a sinful nature, and sin that my mother conceived me. 37 says, that word I say, ye know, which was published throughout all Judea and began from Galilee after the baptism which John preached. See, John preached unto repentance, baptism unto repentance. Yeah. 38 says how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. 39 says, and we are witnesses of all things which he did both in the land of the Jews and in Jerusalem, whom they slew and hanged on a tree. Him God raised up the third day and showed him openly, not to all the people, but unto witnesses chosen before of God, even to us who did eat and drink with him after he rose from the dead. It's good to have a witness. It's good. A lot of people, this is what I do too. I hear about all this stuff. Let's use Jerry. Jerry come and say, hey, Barbara, they're giving away hams over at the public. And somebody else come and say, hey, Bobby, are they giving away hams over at the public? I said, I don't know. Hold on 1 minute. I called Jerry. I said, Jerry, how you know they're giving away hams over at the public? They gave me one. That's how I know. And they're giving them to anybody who will come pick them up. Well, I go back to the other person. I said, well, yeah, they're giving hams away. Jerry says she got her ham. She went over there and they just gave her ham. It's good to have a witness. He said, and we are witnesses of all things which he did, both in the land of the Jews and in Jerusalem, whom they slew and hung on a tree. Him God raised up the third day and showed him openly. Not to all the people, they didn't get to see Jesus after he rose, but unto witnesses chosen before God. God chose these people to see him, them 12 and one or two more. Even to us, not to all the people, but unto witnesses chosen before of God, even to us who did eat and drink with him after he rose from the dead. And he commanded us to preach unto the people and to testify that it is he which was ordained of God to be the judge of quick and dead. Jesus we're talking about. He was ordained of God to be the judge of quick and dead. 43 says, to him give all the prophets witness that through his name, whosoever believeth in him shall receive remission of sins. 44 says, while Peter yet spake these words, the Holy Ghost fell on all them which heard the words. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. That's why Cornelius sent down to Joppa to get Peter. Because that whole house and them few friends had to receive the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit. Yeah. While Peter yet spake these words, the Holy Ghost fell on all them which heard the word. 45 says this, as they of the circumcision which believed were astonished, as many as came with Peter, because that on the Gentiles also was poured out the gift of the Holy Ghost. Do y'all hear that? He gave us the gift too now. It's not just the Jews only, but it's to the Gentiles too. I'm a Gentile. And God has filled me with his spirit. He gave me the gift. And I'm grateful unto him. So 46 says, but they heard them speak with tongues and magnified God. Then answered Peter. Look now, they begin to speak in tongues and they begin to magnify God. Oh, I'm sure the praise went all up in there. Ooh, I bet it was roof raised. I bet it was just too much in a way for you to bear, but it was God. And you held on to it because you didn't want to let it go. Use me, Lord. Let your spirit fall upon me. Higher. Hey, glory. Let me magnify you. Let me praise you. Let me lift you up. You gave me the gift of your spirit. I'm thankful. 47 says, can any man forbid water that these should not be baptized, which have received the Holy Ghost as well as we? Remember on that day of Pentecost when they said, well, men and brethren, what shall we do? Peter was the one again that stood up and said, repent and be baptized, every one of you, for the remission of your sin, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. So now they ask them, can anyone any man forbid water that these should not be baptized, which have received the Holy Ghost as well as we? Huh? Anybody got anything to say that these Jews can't be baptized today? They don't receive the Spirit of God as well as we. We got a double portion, I'll say. Look here. It fell down on me. It refreshed me. It gave me a refreshing of his spirit on me. 48 says this, and he commanded them to be baptized in the name of the Lord. Then prayed they him to tarry certain days. I know this to be the way of God. Many times God has sent you to do something. And the people are asking, can you stay longer? And you ask the Lord, Lord, can I stay longer? And he'll let you know, yeah, you can stay longer. Provision has been made. I've already opened the door. You can stay 2 more days. You can stay 3 more days. And then sometimes God have allowed me to stay 3 days and he sent me back home. I supposed to have been there one day, I stayed a week. Provisions of lodging was made for me. And after that week, God sent me on back home. And this is another thing. When I left to go back home, I had much. I only had enough money to pay my way there and to start my lodgings. When I got back home, I had much more than I left with. I had a fresh new anointing upon me. I could see better. I could hear the Lord clearer. I'm just telling you the truth. I went to obey God because he told somebody to send for me. And I didn't even know he had the message for them. But he showed me before I got to them what he would do. And when I got there, I didn't know what to say or what to do. But when I opened my mouth, God began to speak. And it went from there. And when he was through, many received him. It wasn't even an altar call. Many received him right there on the pew. Some received him right back there by the back door. Ushers came to him. Hallelujah. God is faithful. God is faithful. God is faithful. And so we thank him this morning. I have two questions, and I want to share these with you. And we are coming back with a request of the morning. Now, what was the name of the band to which Cornelius the Centurion belonged? Anybody remember what band he belonged to? He belonged to the Italian band. Yeah. Cornelius belonged to the Italian band. Now, what blessed gift was poured out on Cornelius? I mean, on the Gentiles. On the Gentiles at Cornelius' home. Was it frankincense? Was it the Holy Ghost? Was it health, wealth, or peace? What blessed gift was poured out on the Gentiles at Cornelius' home? Y'all know I got to tell you. It was the Holy Ghost. The Holy Spirit was poured out at Cornelius' home. And again, that's why Cornelius sent down to Joppa to get Peter so that his house and his friends could receive, but also that the Gentiles could receive the gift of the Holy Ghost, and he had witnesses that God did it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we thank God for his word this morning. And yes, sir, that's it, Brother Lewis. Why Cornelius sent to Joppa? That was our topic for today. And he sent to Joppa so that he, his family, his close friends, and the Gentiles to receive the Holy Ghost. And after this, we all, every nationality, is able to receive the Spirit of God. Now, to you, it may not be a big thing, but it's a humongous thing when you think on the nations, when you think on each nation, when you think on each nationality, even the culture. I think on African American, German, Russian, Chinese, Japanese, Caucasian. The list is endless. Spanish, Mexicans, Puerto Ricans. It's just endless. And all of these can receive from God if they can but believe. He left nobody out. The aboriginals, you know, those from Argentina, Australia, the aboriginals from Australia, all Africa. Look at all the places and all the different tribes of Africa. Where you from? I'm from Zimbabwe. Where you from? I'm from Ghana. Where you from? I'm from Nigeria. All of these different folks can receive the Spirit of God. Over in Europe, look at Europe. I'm from London. I'm from the United Kingdom. I'm from this city. I'm from that. I'm from Frankenburg. I'm from Frankincense or whatever it is over there. God opened the door and made it so. I said frankincense. Y'all know I'm something serious. God opened the door and made it possible that we all could receive from him. And once we receive, we all become brothers and sisters in Christ because we are the royal priesthood now. We have become a peculiar people. We're joint heirs with the Son of God, which is God, Jesus Christ. Frank Frederick, thank you, Brother Lewis. Thank you so much. You know I mess it up. And so God made this possible for all of us, that it's not just given to one nation, but it's given to everybody. And I'm so thankful. The songwriter said, I don't know why. Jesus, he loves me. I don't know why he cares. I don't know why he sacrificed his life. Hey, but I'm glad today. I'm so glad he did. Oh, and I'm glad. November the 23rd, 2021. I'm so glad he did. Hallelujah. Ooh, I'm going to sing one day. When I get me a singing board, I am going to do some singing. But that's good news, everybody. That's good news right there. And we may take that for granted. But had God not sent Peter and give it to the Gentiles, we wouldn't be able to have it. Hallelujah. God is faithful unto his people. He loves us. He loves us. And I'm so thankful for his love today. Hallelujah. Thankful for his love this day. Hallelujah. I heard from Baby K yesterday, and I was excited that I think she was listening in. I'm not sure. She may have been listening, but I heard from her yesterday. Hey, Sugar Foot and this and that. You know how we do. And I was grateful to hear from her. Okay, now look at Louis. Y'all know I got to get some kind of something to hold Louis in place. I know I said frankincense. He said frankenfurter, I think it is. Then he going to come back and say Frankenstein. Y'all get him. Somebody got to get him. Ooh. He just could not behave himself. He just could not let it be Frankenfurter. He couldn't let it be that. He just had to come back with something. Frankenstein. Boy, look at here. Y'all know I love that laugh. And I can't help myself. And Louis know it. And Louis would give me some stuff. I have to hold my hand over my mouth. Yeah. Ooh, they keep them screaming. Hallelujah. So look. We're going to this one again this morning after this message. Because of this, Cornelius wasn't selfish. When God told him to send for Peter and bring Peter from Joppa to his house, Cornelius did it. And when he found out Peter was coming, he got his family and his few friends. And I said it reminded me of Eva McKinney. She said she's going to bring the whole hood with her. And whenever God bless us, this is what we should want to do. We should want to bring the whole hood with us. Hey, look, I heard this preached over here. They over there and they have this show every morning. I've been enjoying it and I thought you might. Join me in the morning. We're going to call in together. We can two-way, three-way, whatever it is we do, so we both can be on here at the same time. And we may not press the number one right away. We sit back and listen so I can text you or me and you can talk about what we hear. Did you hear what she said? Ooh, look at God. Some mornings I feel like I'm right there in that church building. Some of these preachers was preaching. And I felt like I was in it. And I needed to just raise my hand and say, thank you, Jesus. I needed to just toe tap a little bit, tap my foot. Lord, I thank you. God, I thank you. Yeah. He's worthy today. So listen, we're going to play Eva McKinney. Brother Cal, I'm playing Eva this morning. We're going to bring the whole hood with us. We want to share the goodness of the Lord, y'all. tell of his wondrous works and make known his deeds among the people. We want to let people know we got a message from God. He has saving power. I want to give you this message this morning. He has saving power. He's opened the door and made a way that whosoever will, come on in. He will in no wise cast you out. Hallelujah. Tell somebody about the good news. Oh, thank you, Jesus.
I come from Memphis, Tennessee. Little small house, big family. 7 kids and I'm the baby. But I'm grown now and I'm like, praise the Lord. Cause everything I've been praying for is finally knocking on my door. And it's so, so loud. And I'm gonna take it. Ooh. I told y'all I'm gonna make it. And when I make it, I'ma bring the whole world.
Share what God has blessed her. She say she's been praying and everything she prayed for been knocking on the door and it's been knocking loud. And so she's going to make her dad proud because evidently he was into helping people as well. And that's our ministry, the believer ministry, the Christian ministry, the people of God, the saints of God. It's our ministry to help others and to tell others about the goodness of the Lord. Look at Louis, y'all. He going to make it right for me. If Frankenfurter, it's the way he spelled it. But it's Frankfurt, Germany. Yeah, he made it right. I knew he would, yeah. You got to know it. But he would have me screaming. He would have me laughing. Yeah, that I love every minute of it. Hallelujah. Thank God today for each and every caller, each and every listener. The studio is open this morning. If there's anyone have something they would like to say, please feel free to press that number one and come in today and share with us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We love to hear from people. We love to hear what people have to say. And so we're grateful. All right, I see some hands raised. I see some hands raised. Block Talk done did something new, Brother Louis. On the side of the persons where I bring you in at, you know, on the side where the person called in at, into the studio, there's a hand raised. Yeah, I got to see what that's all about. You know, I got to check it out. I want to say good morning to everybody. Good morning to you, Sister Dorothy Goodman, and Sister Mary Ann, Sister Jerry, Sister Rose Brown in the house today. And Brother Anthony, say good morning to you all the time, Rose Brown. Good morning to you, Sister Simone and Sister Melody Rose, Sister Angela, Sister Laura, Mr. Mason, Miss Deborah, Sister Alexis, Sister Lachelle, Sister Andrea Spinner, Sister Andrea in Philadelphia, Sister Keisha, Sister Rita, Sister Sion, Sister Diane, Sister Angela Foot, and Mama, Sister Anna Lee Foot, and good morning to you, good morning. And to Sister Kim Hobbs, to Sister Michelle, Sister Patricia Fluker, Sister Lisa, Sister Yvonne, and to our very own Apostle Claudia Boatwright. Good morning to you, ladies. Good morning, and God bless each one of you, sisters. God bless you. Good morning to you, Brother Louis, Brother Jermaine, Brother Anthony, Brother D, Brother Mike Hopps, Brother George West Perry, Brother Lee Hamilton, Brother Cal, Brother Justin Gilmore, Brother Frank, and Brother Marquez Grissom. Good morning to you, gentlemen. God bless you, brothers. God bless you this morning. Thank God for each and every one of you, those that never say anything but tune in each morning, those that go to the archive and listen. And I've had people tell me, hey, I had to go back in there a second time and listen to that. Yeah, I listened to it several times. I had to make sure I got that right. Yeah. And I thank God for you. Thank God for you. And we give God glory and honor for his word. Yeah, Lord, they got a new thing in there, a white hand on this. Oh, that's if I want to mute you. Oh, they took the mute button. Oh, they took the mute button away. And that, they got the white hand up there now if I want to mute. That is beautiful. But they still have the mute on the side. So maybe they're going to take the headphone mute off and just leave the hand up. Oh, go on Blog Talk Radio. I'm not mad at you today. I thank God for Blog Talk. Yeah. And I've plenty of people that offered me to come over to somewhere else, and I've gone over and made a profile, didn't do nothing, because I stay right here where God blessed me and to be at where he's moving for me. Yeah, I don't want to get out of his will. Now, when time comes, if he want me to move, he will move me. Yeah, I won't have a choice in the matter. But right now, Blog Talk is where he has me, and I'm grateful. Yeah, I'm thankful to be here. They call it broke talk and all kind of stuff, but I stay right here because this is where God has blessed me. But I see they're doing something new over here. They're changing some things, and they're always trying to do something and bring a new face of Blog Talk. Like the first of the year, they may do a whole new facelift of something else. You know, up top there on the air is in huge letters and stream left. And they got it going on now. So God bless you, Blog Talk Radio. God bless you. And thank you so much. Hallelujah. Praying for you too. Praying for you, Blog Talk. All right. The studio is open. If anyone has something they would like to say, please feel free to press that number one and come in today and share with us. And we'll go from there. Yeah, I enjoyed that Cornelius this morning. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I thought Sister Jerry, hey, Sister Jerry, did you raise your hand? Because it's something new going on over here. And I'll check Facebook to see if you sent me a message so I'll know. Okay, I don't know who Martha Cambridge is, but it's all right today in Jesus' name. Okay. Yeah, no, she didn't call me. What she did is she sent me a hello message, you know, and I was so happy to get that little bit. Hey, CR, I was happy to get that little bit. I was beside my little self. You know, Lord, I thank you. Look at this. Yeah. Okay, all right, I'm going to bring you in, Sister Jerry. And look here, the Bishop, Bishop A.L. Holly, that second oldest son, he done hit me up early this morning. Well, what is that? Well, what is this? Yeah, and I got to talk to him for a few minutes. But good morning, Sister Jerry. God bless you this morning. What's going on over there in your part of the woods?
Oh, good morning, Sister Barbara. All is well. Yesterday was our anniversary where you brought me into Facebook, but not Facebook, into Jesus in the Morning.
Are you kidding me? Now,
yes. And I kept asking God, God, why am I feeling this way today? What is going on? And when I finally prayed and really did what I needed to do, God told me, he said, you remember when I told you to go out there and ask Robert for forgiveness in 2019, and you talked to Sister Barbara about it, and you went and did it, it had been the first of the year he received news that he had stage 4 cancer. But Sister Barbara, you know, when I did it, I wasn't being sincere. I just was obedient, but I wasn't sincere. But I truly thank God that I went out there and said, Robert, forgive me. Because, you know, tomorrow is not promised, and yesterday is a cancer check. Whatever we can do, we need to do it, as they say, do it immediately. If God tell you to do something, be like King, I can't say his name, the Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego King. Be quick about it. Be quick about it, because you don't know what the next minute holds. So I thank you, Sister Barbara. Thank you for keeping me tagging along with you. As you know, I'm a little slow one unless it's something bad. I'm into the cake. If you say, Jerry, come on, you're going to eat these greens. Oh, well, Barbara, you know, I meant to want to tell you about the... Shut up and eat these greens. So thank you, Sister Barbara, for keeping me under your little wings, because today is our second year anniversary. We've been knowing each other a long time.
All right. Jerry, I won't say shut up and eat these greens, but I might say this, Jerry, what I told you about talking so much. I might say that, but no way I'm going to say, shut up and eat these greens. No, I'm not going to do it like that, but I just simply say, Jared, what I told you about talking so much, now you're going to be all right. Eat your greens. You got to eat but a
green. I get my fake crying going, oh, Mom, I'm going to try to eat these greens, but you know how it feels.
Yeah, you better eat this food of greens as much as you need it, yeah. Because, see, when you go back to the doctor, you want a good report. And vegetables help us to have a good report. If I just ate vegetables, no meats, no sweets, I would be pretty good because it even covered the starch. It covers protein. Vegetables can do it. We can live off just vegetables and water. You don't have to have that soda pop, all of that. You can have juice, but if you're going to get the juice, you need to get it straight from the fruit or the real vegetable. Nothing processed. Mm-hmm. And we can live off just that. But you know, I love moon pies. I love pecan pies, lemon pie, coconut. I just like it all. I love that five flavor pound cake. I love the sour cream pound cake. Nikki put a foot off in that 7-Up pound cake. Y'all know I done had her to try it all. Make it all for me try. Mickey gone and Mama, you want turkey wings? Yeah, and do them green beans and cut the potatoes up and them green beans with that smoked meat, Nikki. Yeah. It's gravy on the, oh my goodness, I don't even want to talk about it this morning because
I don't eat that. That's not just me.
Yeah,
everything you're making for Thanksgiving, Miss Barbara, I haven't had a German chocolate cake in 4 years now.
Okay, we'll look for that. Now, Jared, I tell you what I'm going to do with that.
Okay.
I'm going to have Nikki to get you a German chocolate cupcake.
Oh, I've never had that.
It's a good German, you know, I love German chocolate cake. It's like it's the best in the West. I'm telling you the truth. So you can have one cupcake.
Maybe two.
No, ma'am. One cupcake for Jerry. Jerry get one cupcake because she want a slice of the five flavor pound cake. She want to try this kind of pie. She want to try the million. Now, Jerry, I got you. You're going to enjoy.
Tell you the reason why I say two German chocolate cakes, okay?
Calvin?
Remember I said it's been 4 years. No, I'm not going to put it on Calvin. He don't eat sweet. It's been 4 years since I had it. So if I can have two cupcakes, that's be two for every year.
Now, Louie, you see she trying to be slick right here, Louie. She done come up with it. Louie, she done come up with her a scenario right here to get more than she's supposed to have. It won't work, Louie. I'm on top of the game today. The Lord has blessed me to watch Jerry with them sweets. One cupcake. I offered her one. Here she come. No, two. No, you get one German chocolate. And it's going to be so good, you're going to want it again next year. Yeah, because where they are, we not going out there every day. They're quite a ways out.
Well, where are they at?
They might be out in Tinseltown.
Oh, I can get it delivered to me. Don't worry. You just tell me the name. I'll figure it out. Me and God, we'll talk about it.
We won't be divulging that information, the name of the bake shop. No, we won't be divulging that. So next year you'll get it again and you'll be all right. We praying for you.
You will be
all right in Jesus' name. Yes, ma'am. So is there anyone else have something they would like to say because Jerry tried to swindle me in the sweets, desserts and things. She loves sweets and meat. No vegetables. I don't think, Jerry, I don't think you drink juice either, not certain kind.
I don't drink fruit juice. I don't drink sodas. I drink water.
Okay.
I drink sweet tea, but it has to be not McDonald's sweet tea. That's not sweet. I like that Chinese sweet tea. O-M-G.
It's
so good.
It's so sweet, y'all. It's syrup. Oof. And that's what Jerry likes. The sweeter, the better. The sweeter, the better. And since we can't do it because diabetes can come up, other things can happen. You can go blind. Yeah. Brother Lewis, you better eat some vegetables, Jerry. I got her, Brother Lou. We going to get them vegetables in her one way. If I have to trick her on them, Jerry's going to have a vegetable. Is there any vegetable you like, Jerry?
No.
Oh, yes, it is.
What?
You like a salad?
Oh, yeah, I like salad.
Okay.
I love salad.
Well, vegetables in the salad. So... maybe that's what we got to do.
But I only eat tomatoes out there. I don't eat cucumbers.
What about the lettuce?
I don't eat the onion. I just like the lettuce and tomatoes.
Well, that's a start. So maybe we can cut up some lettuce.
And I don't eat the bacon. I don't really like meat, bacon and stuff like that. I don't eat it. But from the bottom of my heart, Barbara, thank you for being here for me. It's been a depressing day, but I'm over it. And thank you, Barbara.
Yes, God bless you. And maybe we'll cut up some tomatoes and lettuce And I'll let you have that. And then you can eat your desserts and your turkey and however you want to do. But I asked Nikki to make sure we get you a German chocolate cupcake. Because she brought me three, I think, before.
Wait a minute, you got three. You only giving me one?
Well, this was back in the summer, and I do eat vegetables. I eat eggs.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, see? I eat peas and beans and greens and cabbage and squash and cucumbers and what the bangs is. I love eggplant, avocado. See, I eat some stuff. You won't eat any of you don't eat any of that. But just let me say, oh, I got some chocolate cake. Oh, bring me a piece, Barbara. I eat chocolate cake. Yeah, there I got this, and it's so sweet and good, peach cobbler. Oh, bring me a dish of that. And so I'm trying to watch my sugar intake because I bought a, I shouldn't tell Brother Louis, but I should. Okra, yes, Brother Louis, okra. She don't eat okra.
Mm-mm.
Mm-mm. And Brother Louis say Publix got an awesome sweet green tea. You need to try that, Jerry. A green tea. See?
Mm-mm.
Anything green and rich and good, don't want nothing to do with it. Yeah, avocado is very good for you. Yes, it is, Brother Louis.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, so we gonna enjoy, and today we going to pick turkeys and get those turkeys out today, too. And I'm going over to the Apple store and praying to get a new phone.
Well, Barbara, if it's not too much, you think I could get that German cupcake today? And being at Thanksgiving, I'll just eat a half of one.
A half of what, Jerry? A half of another cupcake? We'll think about it.
Yeah.
But if we go out, yeah, because we should be out there in Tinseltown, and I'm sure somewhere out in that area is where Nikki got it from. So if it's in that area, I'll bring it back and bring it and drop it off to you on the way home.
Oh, Barbara, thank you so much.
Look at
this. I think I'm going to order me something good to eat today, too.
A salad?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, well, we'll work on that cupcake. We'll work on that cupcake. Y'all see how she is?
Love you, Barbara.
I know you do. I know you do, German chocolate. I know you do. Yeah. But it's all right today in Jesus' name, and I got to go out to Tinseltown, the Apple store. So if it's out in that area, because I've forgotten where Nikki told me she got it from. But, I mean, they are the greatest German chocolate. Oh, my. You think you eat just the actual cake. Yeah. Okay, I've been told to bring your okra cupcake, Jerry. Give you an okra cupcake.
He's saying something like that.
I can't tell you. I won't tell you.
They don't have no love for me, Barbara. We don't do
yes,
that.
Yes, they do. Yeah, they got plenty of love for you. Bringing you that cupcake. Okra cupcake. She need a green cupcake, a cabbage, some carrots, mixed vegetable cupcake. I might do all that for her. And make her think she eats some kind of seafood. And she eat, because I know you eat something, some shrimp or something. And make her think she eating something seafoodish. And she eating straight up vegetables, Brother Louis. Yeah. And I'll be eating mine. Yeah, you need it, Jerry. You need them vegetables. And when you go back to the doctor, you're going to have a real good report. Yeah,
we are all jokes aside. I really do because I think that has been concerning me because he said I was pre-diabetic, and he's catching up with me at my age now. So I do want a good report.
Yeah, so we're gonna work on it. But I still get you the German chocolate cake, but cupcake. But you got to work on that, Jerry. I promise, and I'm gonna work with you. I work with you on having more vegetables because you need it. Yeah. But listen, I have one more request to go to this morning, and we're going in to listen to this one. And like I was saying yesterday, this is your music. If you send me songs that you like and I can pull them up and download them into the studio MP4, guess what? It's your music. It's your radio station. It's your music that you want to hear. Yeah. And so it's all right today in Jesus' name. I'm going to my Canadian brother's New World Son, And this one is Working Man. Hallelujah.
Righteous mane everywhere I go. You're gonna light my candle, son. You're gonna make it shine. You're gonna lead me to the throne. I am a working man. I get things done. Work for the Holy Ghost. Work for the Son. I am a working man. Oh yes, I am. I am a special agent of the Lamb. Child, I was born in the north. I was born in the autumn time. Lord only knows what for. I was born when leaves turn red. Born when things are dying. But I was born with a big old mouth. I am a working man. I get things done. Work for the Holy Ghost. Work for the Son. I am a working man. Oh yes I am. I am a special agent of the Lamb.
JesusInTheMorningRadio.com.
Hallelujah. Radio for real people. Ah, yeah. So we thank God this morning, and y'all know Jerry like laughing and thinks she get more dessert than she should. And in the end, it's all worked out. Yes, God is faithful. And so we thank him this morning, thank him for his word, thank him for his saving power to save us, to sanctify us, set us aside unto himself, and to baptize us in his spirit, fill us with his spirit. That's a beautiful thing. And so we thank him, as he made it possible for all of us, not just one race of people or one nation of people, but for each and every one of us, God has made it possible. And so we're thankful unto him. We appreciate him. And we know today there is none like him. Hallelujah. And he deserves the glory, all of the honor, and all of the praise. And We thank you. All right, so if there's anyone else, I think it's Brother Anthony. All right, Brother Anthony, I'm bringing you in right now. Good morning. God bless you. How are you?
Good morning, Miss Barbara. Bless, hallow, favor. Good morning to everybody. First of all, I want to give God thanks for life up and strength, keeping my right mind, allowing me to see another day I've never seen before. Thank you for the activity of my limbs. Thank you for who he is in me, what he's doing in me, and where he brought me from, where he's taking me at. And I just thank God for the show and being able to come together, fellowship. One another, thank God for the word came for this morning, you know, spiritual food for us during the week, and thank God for the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit, you know. It's just a blessing, you know, to hear that this morning as well, and know that, and I was thinking about what you were saying about the different cultures and, you know, God giving the Holy Spirit to the different cultures and stuff, you know, and even in speaking in tongues, you know, you can speak in tongues in different languages, you know, so,
yeah.
You know, that's another blessing itself, you know, that we can understand one another in God, you know, and praising and worship him, you know, that's a beautiful thing, so I just thank God for that. I want to say good morning to you, Ms. Barbara. Good morning to Brother Louis, Brother Frank, Sister Jerry, Sister Fionn, Sister Samoa, Sister Rita, Sister Rose Brown, Sister Dot. Good morning to you. Good morning to Sister Kim Hop, Brother Mike Hop, Sister Fluka. I'm say good morning to Sister Alexis. Good morning to Brother D, Brother Jermaine. Good morning to Brother Hamilton, Brother Griffin. Good morning to you this morning. Good morning to Pastor Boatwright. Good morning to you. And that's all I could think of this morning. But good morning, everybody. And if I forgot your name, I'll try to remember it next time. But y'all have a blessed and awesome day today. And look at y'all in mind and focus on the good things and what God is doing and what God is going to do in our lives if we trust and have faith in him. Amen.
Yeah. Wow, good morning, Sister Angela Foot.
Oh, I forgot her.
Yeah, you forgot the foot, see, I tell you.
Well, I forgot her this morning.
Yes,
good. All right.
You know, Sister Rita be on the horn listening. He didn't say them foot right. He said Sister Angela Foot. And he didn't say, he said the Foot family. He didn't say Sister Angela and Sister Anna Lee. He just said the Foot family. All that Sister Rita had, he cheating. Oh, my goodness, it tickled me so good. It tickled me real good. So we thank God this morning. Thank God you made it into the chat room, Sister Angela. That's a beautiful thing this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah. And she said, good morning. What about Brother Anthony bounced out? He got kicked out. He might come back in. I think I see area code 267-968. Good morning. God bless you. Please forgive me. I just realized that when the white hand on the side of the person pressed the number one.
I was wondering. Hey, God Mama.
Hey, Laura. How are you?
I'm doing well. I just want to say hi to everyone. I know you heard my name, to all my Jesus in the Morning family. But I've been listening since yesterday instead of going to the podcast. Well, I do the podcast as well.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I'm good. Where's Mr. Mason today?
He already went to school.
Okay. I thought he might.
Yeah. He get out. school.
Okay. How's Miss Deborah?
She's doing well.
That's good.
Yep.
And the boys? And
yep.
The boys?
Oh,
okay,
yeah,
good.
The boys doing good, too. Yep.
Okay, good. Okay. Well, that's good news, Miss Laura. That's good news. Yeah. And every now and then, she'll come through, y'all. She mainly listen through the podcast. But and then every now and then she'll send me a text, "Hey, God, Mama, how you doing?" "Well, God, Mama." And when she go get an old show and listen to it, she tell me about it. I go get that same show and listen to it. I said, "I'm not finna get that blessing and I'm left behind. No, I'm finna go back over there and check that one out." "Yeah, check it out, God, Mama." But listen, how Keisha them doing?
Oh, Keisha doing good. She had surgery, but she's doing well, recovering.
Okay.
And doing good, yeah.
Okay.
I'll tell her you said hi.
Yeah, tell her I call her name every morning, one morning when she get a chance. Tell her I'm looking for her to come through and say something.
Okay,
yeah.
I will.
Yeah, that Keisha used to be on Fire Baby. Woo! And they would all meet together over at Laura's house and have Bible studies and everything, talk about the Lord and eat pizza and stuff. Yes, good.
Yes.
I remember them days. And then COVID came and held up a few things. But I'm grateful to the Lord for all he has given unto me, the people he has put in my life. And some of these people, you never know how much you mean to me. And I don't like to just call names, but some of these people mean so much to me. It's just a blessing. And I thank God for the way that he does things, Laura, because I don't have to contact you every day for you to know that God sent you as my daughter and you're my goddaughter. I don't have to do it. But whenever we come together, it's always good.
Yeah.
And it's a beautiful setting. Sion. Yeah, we don't always talk every day. Well, we do kind of talk every day, but we don't talk on the phone every day, you know. So Sustina and different ones, you know, it is just a blessing. My Nikki and Jerry and Louie, it's just a blessing, you know, and amazing. Brother Anthony, Brother D, Brother Jermaine, it's just amazing how God does things. Yeah, that faithful you. I've known Rose Brown forever and a day. I know I've known Rose Brown, I want to say over 50 years.
Oh,
almost
wow.
50. If it's not over 50, it's always very close. And I've known her a very long time. Dorothy Goodman. Yeah, all like that right there. Sister Simone come along and just blossom like a flower. Became more and more beautiful. And so I just thank God. I just thank God, you know. Evangelist Robin Lynn Maben, we go way back. Yeah, Jeremiah was a bullfrog. We go way back. Yeah, she called me Barbalette. I called her Sister Help of One Another. Yeah, Brother Anthony. Yeah, indeed, they came with me from Blog TV. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. So it's just a beautiful, beautiful thing. And I thank God. And look at God. Louis, 11 years. Louis been right here with me. I've known Jerry since elementary school. You see, God is wonderful. He's wonderful. And he will put people in your life that will bless you, and you can be a blessing to them in some way, somehow. Hallelujah. And so I thank him this morning. All right, Brother Anthony, I'm opening your mic back up. I saw they kick you out. Yeah, I got in that
pit. And I was sticking kind of weak in the pit where I was getting loaded.
Okay. Yeah. Well, we thank God. We thank God that you can get back in. I said, he'll be back. And sure enough, I looked up, I saw the number, and I said, he know what to do. He done pressed that number one. Yeah, just come right on back in here. Yeah, so we just thank God today, and he's faithful. Faithful, faithful, faithful. Oh. Yeah, and all we got to do is seek him. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Seek him. and it's already all right today in Jesus' name.
It's Bob.
Yes, sir.
I had me tickled about Miss Sister Jen trying to get that extra cupcake. Well, I was really tickled about that. She's talking about getting her half a cupcake. But she tried to find her way to get it. That tickled me.
Did you hear what she said too, brother? After I said I was going to give her, she said she loved German chocolate cake. I was going to give her a cupcake for Thanksgiving. You see how she played it? But Barbara, you
just
going
wanted
out
it. Trying play to get it today.
Oh, that Jerry. Oh, that Jerry's so serious, y'all. You have no clue. And then tell me, she don't like this. Now, I don't like fruit juice. Look here, if I put a little sugar in it, or I just put some sugar until it's good and sweet, well, you know anything, Jerry drinking grape juice, orange juice, apple juice, because it's got sugar in it. Yeah, but it's got to be okay. Super sweet for her. Oh, that Jerry tickled me, tell me that she'll eat a half of one on Thanksgiving. Y'all know better. I wish I would go there with a half a cupcake. I don't know if she'll stay sane, bro. You burn that whole cupcake. Can I have two? I'm pressing it to give you one. And you gonna play on two. Yes, sir. She was gonna get a two. If I would have been watching her, see. Today. If I knew she would eat a cupcake today and maybe eat one Thursday, I would bring her two. But if okay. I bring her two, she probably gonna have one for lunch and the other one for dinner. And a bottle of water. Yeah, it won't work. It won't work. Ooh. I have too much fun.
She probably like pineapple juice, because that's real sweet. You ain't really got to put that in there.
Okay. What about pineapple juice, Jerry? Your mic open.
No, I don't like pineapple juice.
You see that?
Yeah.
I don't want no juice. I don't like sodas either. Now, I like water. I like sugar water, too.
You
I
see,
water.
We do it with a kickback. We do it with a kickback to the sugar water.
Oh,
behave yourself. Please stop it. Please. But yeah, I got it for Thanksgiving, and I will get her that cupcake. I'm kidding. It's a good cupcake. That cupcake is like maybe $4 and some change for
oh,
one.
My goodness. What's
that's
the name of this place? Do they sell sandwiches there too, Miss Barbara?
Huh?
Do they sell sandwiches there too?
I'll look and see. I think it's just a bakery though. I've never been. Nikki would go and get me the German chocolate cupcakes and bring it to me. You know how she do.
I do know how she do. I got to become her friend so she can get me things of that nature.
Jerry, you already friends with her.
No. I got to become her close friend like Barbara.
You are her close friend. We were talking about you last night, but guess what? Nikki's not going to get you the things that you're not supposed to have. Except I said, Nikki, don't do all that dessert for Jerry now, because you know that's all she wants. Yeah. So she could be closer. She could be your sister. But guess what I'm talking about right there.
I need a sister to come and help me with my dessert palette.
That won't work. Oh. Anybody that love you and care about you, they're not going to help you with that now.
Amen.
Okay. Praise the Lord.
Yeah, uh-huh. I'm pressing
she going to help you with getting them vegetables in you.
Okay.
Find out some ways to get them vegetables inside of you.
And I'm working on that too, brother. After that, I'm thinking of, because I know she can eat some shrimp. She'll eat shrimp. And I'm working on the way. She thinks she eat a shrimp and be eat a carrot stick. Yeah. All you need it.
Oh, good.
Yeah. No sugar in it.
Well, I think I got to get on that train because all I need is faith to get on board.
Okay. You hear that? Well, after she tell my TV faith, so somebody will bring up some dessert if I'm bringing a vegetable. Now, he knows he won't do it. Yeah. It won't. No.
I love all you guys.
Yeah. But, Jerry, I want you to hear this. No weapon formed against you. Like them sweet.
Yeah.
Gonna say it, baby. It won't work, no matter.
God will do what he says he'll do.
Uh-huh.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Mm-hmm. But he's not going to give up desserts. Yeah, you're not getting no desserts.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Help me, Jesus.
Yeah, he's going to keep your health. I got you, Jerry. I got you. And it's all went all right today in Jesus' name.
Thank you, brother. Hallelujah. Thank you.
I sure appreciate you, brother, after that. And when you laugh, that gives you me all the good in the world. I love it. I love it. Yes, Jerry is something serious. Yes, she is.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
I know that.
Go ahead, brother, after this.
I was saying, I know the people will be looking at me, and I'll be in this truck in the morning. They'll be looking at me like I'm crazy. I'll be in here falling out sometimes laughing. They're like, what is he listening to?
What is he laughing at? Yeah, y'all don't know Sister Jerry. Y'all don't know Sister Jerry. That's what it is. Yes, sir, because she always skimming and scamming up on dessert. Yeah. Her birthday came, I bought her cake, and I don't know if she ate it all or gave it away or what she did with it, but if she had her way, she ate that cake and loved ice cream with it. Oh, Jerry. Yeah. But it's all right. I bought a fruit cake, and I've been nibbling on it, too. Yes, I have. But I've been throwing a lot of the fruit out of it away. I love it, but I just eat a little bit of the bread, you know, the cake part, because I'm not supposed to have all
this. I've never had fruit cake before.
You never had fruit cake?
Uh-uh.
Okay. You see, bro, after the thinking, I need to try a slice of that. I need to try fruit cake because I never had fruit cake before. All right, I'll get you over there a piece of Claxton. Mm-hmm.
Nah, I'm okay. I'm good. I'm good. But thank you.
Okay. Oh, okay. Okay. All right. Wonderful. But if you taste that fruit cake now, it's sweet. And you're going to like it. I have no doubt about it. I had apple cobbler with vanilla ice cream. Like, oh, you showing out. You showing out over there. It's that time of year, though, when food is everywhere. Yeah. Okay. All right. Y'all bear with me. I got one more. Good morning to you. Area code 425, first three numbers 442. God bless you this morning. How are you?
This is Jeremiah, sister, helper of one another, and I want to know why y'all get to sing, but I don't get to sing.
Oh,
hello?
My goodness. Oh, my goodness.
Because I got
goodness.
A song. I got one for you.
I'm sure you do. I'm sure you do, Evangelist Maven, but I just wasn't quite ready for it yet.
I'm gonna hit the high note I've been practicing. Would you like to hear it yourself?
No.
Let me try one more time.
Oh, my goodness. We have to prepare when you come to say, Evangelist Maven.
You're ready.
Well, yeah,
we're ready.
Me and Jeremiah
the bullfrog, we just gonna stay at home then. We gonna be fine.
Yeah, y'all, you and Jeremiah both stay on over there. Let him go ahead and make that wine he make over there. We heard he made very fine wine. Let Jeremiah make wine and leave that singing alone. It's just not for everybody. And look a little egging it on to me, yo, Froggy. Sing, baby. No. Don't egg it on. Don't egg it on.
Thank you, Brother Louis. Thank you, Brother Louis. See, now I like a man that got some sense.
Cut it out. Oh, yeah. To make your problem. I'm going to send this to Brother Frank today. I'm going to send Brother Frank a copy of this one because he just enjoyed when you talk about that Jeremiah was a bullfrog. That Frank had me laughing. Well, I don't quite remember all of it. But I do remember Jeremiah was a bullfrog. I remember that, yeah. Oh, that was so funny. And we thank God for good laughter in the morning. Mm. After the show and everything. And that brother Anthony, real good. And that just make me laugh good, too. All right, so listen, is there anyone else this morning? God bless you, Evangelist Mabin. And thank you so much for all of your help. I thank you for putting it over in the clubhouse and Apple TV and everywhere you put Jesus in the Morning. I really appreciate that, and I thank you so much. And even down through the years, being the production and promotion manager and putting things here and, you know, my YouTube and all, I thank you because I don't know how, I'm not that savvy like you are. And you're very savvy, and you don't mind helping. And I thank you so much. I thank you so much. God bless you. God bless you. Look at
God Lord, bless
you. That was Three Dog Night, classic oldie. Yes, it was. Three Dog Night. Thank that. I said it must have been the high or something. Seeing Jeremiah making wine. That was wrong.
Hallelujah.
Oh, goodness.
Thank you, Brother.
Watch out. Watch out. Do it all like that. Yeah. But we thank God this morning, and we're moving on in Jesus' name today. And we're grateful for laughter. God gave us the emotion to laugh, and it's like a medicine for us. Make us feel so much better. My generation, too, Brother Louis, he said that was his generation. It was our generation, some of our generations too. Yeah, we knew them. We knew of them. We heard their music. And White Cream, remember them? White Cream, yeah. Oh, it was some boys back there. Now, as they come on up, ELO, Electric Light Orchestra, Lynyrd Skynyrd, that's rock and roll. Yeah, yeah, classic rock and roll. Yeah, so I thank God. So let's pray out. Let's pray out this morning if we pray the Lord. Bring us back tomorrow morning, 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time for another episode of Jesus in the Morning. And I'm hoping after 2:30 today, 3 o'clock, that I have a brand new iPhone that's working and I can get phone calls on the phone and texts and messages. Hallelujah. So let's pray. Father God, we thank you, Lord, for all that has been said and done. We thank you today, Lord, for your purpose for using Cornelius to send down to Joppa to get Peter. That God, we are as your people, we could receive from you. And Lord, you are no respecter of persons. And you didn't just leave it to one race, but you bless all of us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we thank you this morning for your spirit. Thank you for the baptism, the water baptism. God, we thank you for leading and guiding us in the right path for your name's sake. And Father, because your name is on it, we know that it's going to be good and you're going to do all that is holy unto us. Bless our going out today, Father. Bless our coming in and meet the need in our lives according to your riches and glory by your Son, Christ Jesus. And Father, today help us to keep our mind on you, for it's you that will keep us in perfect peace. Remind us that we come to you in faith, and those of us that come, we must believe, Father, that you are a rewarder of them that diligently seek you. And Father, we want to diligently seek Almighty God, who have all the power. We want to trust in you with all our heart and lean not to our own understanding. And all our ways, we want to acknowledge you And Father, you're going to direct our path. So we ask that you would keep us in remembrance of these things today, what your word says. Remind us that we're the head and not the tail. Father, we're above and not beneath. No weapon that is formed against us shall prosper. Father, we are more than conquerors. Hallelujah. Through your son, Christ Jesus, that love us are every day. And we're thankful. Bless us, Lord, those that stand in need of finances. Lord, they need money and they need it quick. We ask that you would move, open every door unto them, make every way. And Lord, let them become givers. In Jesus' name, we ask it all. Amen and hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. May the Lord watch between me and you while we are absent, one from another, in the name of Jesus. Go today in love and peace. Share the good news of Jesus and give someone something of quality. God loves a cheerful giver. Have a blessed day. I speak the blessings of Almighty God upon you today, November the 23rd, 2021, in Jesus' name. So listen, we're going to our last song of the morning. And after the song, I won't be coming back today. God bless you. Have a beautiful, blessed day. And I'm so happy Sister Angela got in the chat room this morning. And maybe you can get in every morning that you get a little break, Sister Angela, if you're up. Yeah, we the more the merrier. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
It was meant to kill me, sin to destroy me, and I thought that it would, and I thought that it should, cause I messed up so many times, I went left when you said right, I'll understand if you wanna let me go, let me go, let me go, but you held on to me, and you wouldn't let me go, and you wouldn't let me go. And what the enemy meant for evil, God has worked it out for my good. What the enemy meant for evil, God has worked it out for my good.
Encourage somebody.
It's working.
I know it seems hard, but just hang in there.
it around for my good. Oh, what was meant to kill me, it only made me better.